This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of mostly young Palestinian men turned out today for an annual protest organized by Hamas at the border fence between Israel and Gaza. The rally coincided with a sandstorm, which appeared to lessen the expected turnout. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Dozens of ambulances crisscross the area near the border fence between the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza and Israel in anticipation of casualties from Saturday's demonstration. Arab media reported that two young men were killed and dozens were wounded by gunfire. Live video on Arab news channels showed clusters of young men hovering near the border fence as a sandstorm covered the region. Arab media reported that several thousand security forces belonging to Hamas were stationed in the area.
That was Edward Uranian reporting for VOA. Earlier today, Gaza's health ministry said a 21-year-old Palestinian man was shot dead by Israeli forces near the border fence before the demonstration began. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province has killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen, including two teachers. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. It is not certain who fired the mortar round, and a government official tells VOA the incident is being investigated. South Korea has announced that President Moon Jae-in will travel to Washington next month for a summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. A prime topic, the stalemated nuclear dialogue with North Korea. It will be the first meeting for the two men since Mr. Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un collapsed over the issue of U.S. sanctions. For all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News.